أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Ali Imran, and let's just go over the 9 sections so that they stay in our mind. So the first section which we've looked at is divine guidance. We saw the author of the message, we saw his message, we saw the qualities of the Ulul Albab, those who had total trust in Allah, their contemplation and their no emotional bias. We saw the consequences of those who cover up the truth, and the quality of those who had a disease in their heart or a distortion in their hearts, and how they dwelled on the ambiguous verses. We also saw the clear message, which was the basis of all belief, is that to believe that kullun min 'indi rabbina, everything is from our Rabb. Now the second section, just as in Surah Al-Baqarah, is all about Allah, but in a different sense. It is the manifestation of the Iman in Allah. And you'll find the theme of Islam, the outer manifestation, in this surah. In Baqarah we saw Iman, inner belief. Here we'll see how it manifests itself. In the third section, there's the powerful miracle of the birth of Prophet Isa al-Islam without a father. In the fourth section, we see the dialogue with the Christians of Najran and the Jews of Medina, the Ahlul Kitab, starting with commonality with Prophet Ibrahim al-Islam, and an invitation to submit to divinity and be unified in purpose. In the fifth section, we see the difference in the Muslims at the Battle of Badr, where they had total trust in Allah, and then we see them in the Battle of Ahad, where hypocrisy sets in. Section 6 looks at at self-sacrifice, which begins with wealth and no exploitation. So again, riba or interest is forbidden. There is obedience of the messenger, forgiveness, charity and goodness, which brings community cohesion. Remember, there were two things that were affecting the community in Medina historically. There were the external hostilities and then the internal sabotage by the hypocrites. A large chunk of the second half of Surah Ali Imran is occupied by Section 7, which is a post-battle commentary of the Battle of Uhud. And the key problem here was hypocrisy, disunity with the Prophet ﷺ. And finally, the last two sections. Section 8 conceptualizes failure as rejection of guidance, being miserly and boasting. And then Section 9 conceptualizes success as contemplation, remembrance, patience, taqwa. And then there are du'as to maintain them, just as we had in Surah Al-Baqarah. So let's look at Section 2, which covers Ayah 18 to 32. And in these 15 ayat, we see the manifestation of Iman in Allah. We start off with Ayah 18, which is known as Ayat al-Shahada, the Ayah of Witnessing. In the commentary of Majmu' al-Bayan, it is narrated from Rasulullah that those who recite this ayah make a covenant with Allah. And I remember as a child being told by my parents that no salah was complete unless you recited Ayatul Kursi, Ayatul Shahada, and Ayatul Mulk, which we will come to. So let's look what this ayah says. It says, Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illa hu. So Allah is the witness to Himself that there is nothing worthy of worship but Him. It continues, Wal malaikatu wa ulul ilm. The angels witness that there is no God but He, because they have no option. But the ulul ilm, those with knowledge, those who possess knowledge, witness, because they know that there is nothing but Him. Everything is only a manifestation of divinity. So when they search within themselves, they come to know with certainty that the existence of anything other than Allah is unacceptable. Now, how does it manifest itself? قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْتِ. They establish justice. So the first practical change within the human being when he or she submits to Allah is justice. And the Quran refers to two types of justice. There's individual justice and social justice. Individual justice is called taqwa, which we've looked at in Surah Al-Baqarah. Remember, those who protect themselves from anything that is not conducive to positive development, to getting to their full potential. And social justice is to maintain the rights of others and seeing and treating others as equal before divine law.
Then he continues to say, La ilaha illa hu, there is no God but He. Al-Azizul Hakim, the mighty, the wise. Absolute power and honor is what Aziz means. And Hakim, absolute wisdom. So the first manifestation of Iman is justice, qist. Let's look at ayah 19. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Indeed, the life transaction with Allah is Islam. The word deen comes from dain. Dain is a debt. The verb means to take or learn, to borrow, to be obligated or humbled. In a debt, there both sides have specific expectations. Thus, the correct life transaction is to honor the debt owed to the Creator. We loosely translate it as religion, but in essence, deen is that which you have exchanged your life for. So Allah says, Inna deen inda Allah al-Islam. The life transaction with Allah is submission to Him. And then it says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْإِلْمِ. Those who were given the book did not differ in anything except when the knowledge came to them. And why did they do them? بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. Because of envy amongst themselves. So the people of the revealed books, the Jews, the Christians and others, did not differ except in a cultural or historical way. The corruption or the differences started occurring when they thought they were losing control and therefore started interpreting the messages according to their own fancies. Allah continues, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And those who cover up the signs of Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ صَرِيعُ الْعِصَابِ. Know that Allah is quick in taking accounting or in reckoning as such. The idea is to have a willingness to be exposed to one's own inner balance sheet so that there's spontaneous self-correction. If we're aware of our actions and know why we do them at the moment of their performance, no account is kept, nothing is hidden from moment to moment. And then he says, if they dispute with you, don't argue, just say, أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. I submit myself entirely to Allah, and so do those who follow me. Discussing Islam with somebody who is egoistic is like discussing different colors with a blind person. And then he tells the obligation. He says, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ. Your obligation is only to deliver the message. Balagh is deep, profound wisdom. Inherent eloquence comes from the same root. A Muslim's duty is to share the good news. It may be rejected, but that is something over which he has no control. Again in ayah 21 and 22, we see how those who cover up the truth are given the news of a painful punishment and how their actions are futile in the world and in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِتَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. A desert dweller once comes to Imam Ali and says, I accept everything that you teach and I accept your logic, but what if there is no akhirah, no hereafter? And Imam said, if there is no hereafter, then at least I will have lived the best life in the world, for I could not have acted better in this life. And the desert dweller responded, that is good enough for me. It's not supposed to be difficult. A fair, just life. A life where we are cognizant of our own existence, to want to reach our full potential, and to be aware of those around us, and do the best for them too, is in essence the best of lives. And now we find in ayah 23, those who pick and choose, those who take part acceptance of the messages. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Have you not seen those who are given a portion of the book? A portion refers to incomplete messages. So they will not look at the whole book. And the reasons they don't do it is because they find in themselves logical excuses not to do so. They have an illusion and they believe that their transgressions and wrongdoings will always be forgiven, as happened to the people of Musa. Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَنْ تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. They say, you know, the fire will not touch us but for a certain number of days. And Allah says, وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ. There is deception, there is a false illusion in their life transaction. So they invented a lie first. But you know what? Even if we do burn, it'll be for a couple of days, for a few days. But then they repeated it to themselves so many times that they actually believed in it and deceived themselves. They started living the lie. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And it's a powerful lesson. Sometimes you say something that is not right, if you say it often enough, you actually start believing in it. And the media have perfected this art. And then he continues to say in I-25, فَقَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِلْيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. How will it be when we get them together, we gather them together on a day about which there is no doubt? In essence, Allah is saying, you're talking about the consequences, the few days of the fire or when you're going to burn in the fire. But what about the day before it, the day of judgment? Have you forgotten what's going to happen? He says, وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا قَسَبَتْ. Every soul will be fully paid for absolutely everything. You'll be recompensed for everything. وَهُمْ لَا يُذْلَمُونَ. And they shall not be dealt with unjustly. So we find in the first half of this section, the key message is justice. The first practical manifestation of Iman is qist, justice. There is only one way, and that is submission to divinity. The only obligation, the only balagh, is to deliver the good news. Those who reject the message have done injustice, and they have lost the dunya and the akhirah. Part acceptance is unacceptable. It cannot be just one day and not just another day. And if those who deceive themselves have forgotten that there is a day when there will be total justice, there will be a 360 degrees report and nothing will be left out. Inshallah, we will look at the second half in the next talk.